Self-publishing a book online can be somewhat overwhelming at times, and if you're a newbie to this business, I can see why, because there's so many stinking options. And we're now going into the seventh podcast in a series about self-publishing a book online. And in this series, I'm hoping that I can help demystify some of the selections that you have and get it to where it's more clear on the path that you want to choose as an author or self-publisher. And going on with the whole idea of aggregate publishing, we're going to be talking a little bit about Lulu.com books. So you want to make sure you stay tuned to today's episode.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
This is Dale here at Self-Publishing with Dale in episode number 68. It's pretty crazy to think 68 episodes so far. And believe it or not, this is the second time I've recorded this podcast today. Had a little bit of an error, a little bit of a fail over on twitch.tv/self-publish where I normally do the podcast. And so I decided to come back here and I would re-record it because I just wasn't simply going to settle for getting some inferior quality audio from the video and just try to pass us off as a good podcast. So, hey, before we do dive knee deep into things here, today's podcast, oddly enough, is exclusively sponsored by Lulu. Are you interested in independent publishing? And have you heard of Lulu? Well, you're going to hear about it today. They've been in the game for a long time, providing high quality printing for low cost in more ways than ever to connect with your audience. Best of all, everything on Lulu is completely free to use. No upfront costs, no hidden fees, just great print on demand to help you get the most of your book. Just visit the sponsored link at dalelinks.com/Lulu to set up your free account today and try it out for yourself. Make sure you stick around towards the end of the podcast. I'm going to give you a very special coupon you can use for your next print order. And oddly enough, even though they're the exclusive sponsors here of Self-Publishing with Dale, Lulu has not really set me up to doing this. I've done it on my own accord. It just happened to be on my checklist when the whole sponsorship kind of came into play for this month. So just, it's a happy circumstance here. All right, so here we are. We're going to be talking more about aggregate publishing. We're going to be talking about aggregate publishing in the coming weeks. And last week we talked about Ingram Spark. So it felt natural for me to transition and segue perfectly over to Lulu.com. If you haven't heard of Lulu Press yet, I'm pretty surprised, actually. They've been around since about 2002, and they are based out of Mooresville, North Carolina, and deliver to over 150 countries worldwide. I was not aware of that. I knew they had some good reach, especially how they aggregated out. And by the way, I kind of blew over this very large word, aggregate. An aggregate means essentially they are publishing to various other platforms on your behalf. So that means that instead of you going to, say, KDP, Apple, Barnes & Noble, and Kobo, well, an aggregate publisher will do all of that from one single dashboard. And one of the benefits of going with an aggregate publisher is not having to, first of all, get all these different tax forms at year end, checking every single sales dashboard. And let's just say, for instance, if you have to update a book, you either A, do it through one dashboard, or B, you do it through a ton of different dashboards. That's up to you on what you want to do and spending your time. So here we are. We're talking about Lulu.com. What they distribute is ebooks and print books. This is pretty interesting, actually. Their whole model, especially when it comes to print on demand, is very exciting. Now, to be clear, they do not distribute audiobooks yet. To my knowledge, I don't know that they're going to be adding that. And since they went through a major pivot here recently, going into a big facelift and a relaunch, I don't foresee them doing audiobooks anytime soon. But that's just my speculation, and I don't have any insights as an insider here. All right, so when it comes to ebooks, the distribution they have is, of course, to the Lulu platform. I'm going to get to the other ones in just a moment. Now, Lulu, though, has been around for a while. They don't have the same organic reach as, say, a platform like Amazon. That's not a bad thing. To me, they reward those that drive traffic to buy the books there from that platform with a higher royalty rate. Now, keep in mind, if you're aggregating out to the other ones, you're going to get a lower amount of royalties. That's not a terrible thing, because obviously they're having to do the work for you. So of course they're going to take a small percentage of all your royalties. But if you're just doing it on Lulu, they're taking a very small amount. Anyway, they distribute to Lulu, Apple, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and Kobo. You get free ISBNs, or you can come with your own ISBNs. Either way, you need to have an ISBN. Unlike when you go directly over to Amazon KDP, you could do no ISBNs over on Amazon. But when you're distributing through an aggregate publisher like Lulu, you're going to need to have that ISBN. And so it's kind of nice that they're going to allow you to have an ISBN so you can kind of feed out. The biggest issue, though, is they own that ISBN. You can't take that ISBN and say publish over on Ingram Spark with it. Or you can't take that ISBN and go use it over on KDP Print. Nah, it just doesn't work that way. You have to keep the ISBN on their platform. Now, the type of documents that Lulu accepts include EPUB and PDF. Now, don't be scared though. If you've got DOCX, a rich text file also known as RTF or ODT, you can actually get that converted to EPUB because that's the format they essentially shoot out in. Now, just a heads up, I've yet to use their EPUB converter, but it might be like any other converter out there that you upload your manuscript. And though you might have it all perfectly laid out over in, say, Microsoft Word, it's going to change because it has to convert to meet the demands of the EPUB converter. So if you've done it through Kindle Direct Publishing before, you might have noticed that it'll strip some of your formatting. It may do that as well over on Lulu. I can't confirm or deny this because I've yet to use their new converter. All right, next thing is the royalty. Now, this one took a bit for me to kind of track down, and I couldn't find an exact answer anywhere. And though I'm working very closely with Lulu, I unfortunately just found it just so difficult to find out where the royalties were actually listed at. So I had to open up my account and actually upload a test ebook to figure out what the percentage royalty was. And it actually varies. I hate to say this because it sounds kind of ambiguous. It can be as low as 38% to as much as 80%, depending on the platform. So if you're distributing, obviously, through Lulu, you get 80%, which is freaking phenomenal. You compare that to something like Amazon KDP, and it's 10% more. And if you've got the audience and the know-how to drive traffic over to Lulu.com where your listing is at, you stand to gain just a bit more. Now, since you're aggregating out through Lulu to other platforms like Apple, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and Kobo, you will be taking a cut. And the biggest cut you'll see is over at Amazon at 38%. Now, if you read the fine print, you'll find out why there's this limitation and why it's so low, because it's based on something that's called a reseller model. And what essentially happens is Amazon and Kobo are what are considered resellers. When you're putting it through there. And when you're doing the resell model, you're having to kind of cut down on your cost. And the other thing as well is it also welcomes those platforms the ability to adjust your price point. I'm not too happy about that, but then again, I felt that way about Google Play Books, and they do the same thing. They have the discretion to change the pricing anytime that they want. So if you are uploading to Lulu, going to a platform like Amazon, you will see a significant drop. Keep in mind that I'm sure since Lulu is uploading over to Amazon KDP, they might be getting a 70% cut, kind of like what we do if we were to go directly to KDP. So this means that you're at least getting over half of the ebook percentage that you would normally get. So 38% versus the 70%. So you see that Lulu's only taking a cut of about 32%. That can be a lot in the long term. Now, one of the nice things is if you want to, you can deselect specific avenues. If you do select Amazon and or Kobo, okay, the two reseller models, it will automatically convert Barnes & Noble over into the reseller model, and you will take a little bit less money that way. All right, so the next big thing about Lulu is the print books. And to me, this is the part that I'm most excited about because their quality, spoiler alert, here it comes. I'm just going to say it, get it out of the way. It is stellar. It is second to none. I have a full self-published book unboxing series I did a little over a year and a half ago on my YouTube channel. You can take a look at it at dalelinks.com/YouTube. On that specific video series, I opened up a number of Lulu books between some of their paperbacks, their hardbacks, the hardback with jackets, and oh my gosh, they're so good. They have distribution to Lulu, of course, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and this was the one that actually I was pretty flabbergasted by, Ingram. And Ingram Content Group, as you remember, is somebody that I mentioned in the last podcast about Ingram Spark. They have over 40,000 different avenues for distribution. So just having Ingram and the ability to send out to that platform is pretty stellar because that means you have a pretty good wide reach. For the print books, you can have paperback, hardback, hardback with jacket, and here's the interesting one is coil bound. Now, bear in mind, not all of these options will distribute to some of the platforms. So for instance, Amazon won't fulfill coil-bound notebooks. You can only make that available through Lulu alone. You'll have to kind of do a little bit of due diligence and some digging to see which of these options send out to where. I do know for a fact paperback goes out to all those options. The next thing, you're probably saying, how much do I get for royalty? This one's actually pretty stinking good. And the reason why, I'm going to compare it here in just a second. 80% royalty after print cost. So as an example, they said, if your book is retail price, it's $10. They're going to subtract $5 for the print costs. And then you get 80% of that, which means you'll get $4. And Lulu only collects $1. Okay, pretty stellar. You got to compare that over to someone like an Amazon KDP, where you get 60% royalty after the print cost, and they have fees. So, kind of liking me some Lulu here. Do you have that same distribution and reach as Amazon on Lulu alone? No. But remember, you can get over to Amazon. Bear in mind, though, again, there's going to be a lot of a cut when it comes to distributing off the Lulu platform. Again, you'll have to kind of do your own due diligence, go into your dashboard and figure out how much that cut is going to be. Just a FYI, if you will. You're going to either go for extended distribution, I believe that's what they call extended distribution, or you don't go for it. It's an all or nothing type thing. So you've got Lulu and you have the extended distribution, and extended distribution fires off over to Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and whatnot. So it's going to be up to you whether or not you're going to utilize those avenues, all or nothing. And also, if you want to get print distribution beyond Lulu, you must order a proof. I spoke with the fine folks over at the Lulu headquarters a couple years ago about this, and I had a few listeners and viewers that had reached out to me and said, oh, well, I think that's complete BS. I've got to order a proof. What do you mean it's BS? You should be ordering proofs of your books anyways. People are going to be buying this. You need to know what the customer is going to experience, and you also need to get it in your hands and see exactly how it looks, how it handles, things like that. So, any rate, this is actually not something that was mandated by Lulu. This is something that was handed down to the people they're distributing to. They have to do this. It's a safeguard put in place. All right. Now, the next thing is they actually have miscellaneous products, and the miscellaneous products includes photo books, comic books, magazines, yearbooks, and calendars. And oddly enough, I'm actually sitting on an old video. I just never put it out, part of the self-published book unboxing series. I filmed it. I edited it. I just never published it, and the reason is because it was a calendar. It just didn't quite make sense for me to put it into a self-published book unboxing series, so I just never did it. Maybe I'll put it out one of these days for a channel membership over on YouTube. And that actually is something we'll discuss here in just a second when it comes to the channel membership and the YouTube channel. Before we do that, I want to discuss, of course, the payout. Everybody wants to know, when am I going to get paid and how am I going to get paid? You will get either A, a check, or B, PayPal. In order to get a check, you have to earn at least $10. That's the $10 minimum threshold. And then for PayPal, you need to earn at least $5. So
here's the part that I'm not the biggest fan of, you know, but I'm not angry about it. You're paid out quarterly.
This means every year is broken up into three months at a time. That's a quarter. So quarter one is January, February, March. Quarter two is April, May, June, and so on and so forth. So they pay you out quarterly, 45 days after a quarter closing. So for instance, for quarter one, January, February, March, you will get paid in mid-May. Make sense? Hopefully it does. And speaking of make sense, hopefully you can make a little bit of sense of this next little part here. I was talking about channel memberships in the YouTube channel, and I just wanted to kind of just share a little bit of my mission. I've been talking about this over the past couple of months now. My big mission this year is to positively impact over 100,000 authors and self-publishers' lives this year. And it could be in any number of capacity, you know, whether it's, you know, being that voice of reason in your commute to work as you're listening to me on the podcast, or could be just something as simple as helping you get through some formatting or realizing your first $1,000 paycheck. Either way, you shake it, make it, or bake it, I want to kind of be that guy that helps you out. And in order for me to really fully measure that, I do that through the YouTube channel. And we're already well over a third of the way, over to 100,000 subscribers. And I feel confident that we can all work together on this one. So if I've done anything of any note, anything that's noteworthy, do me a huge favor. Go over to dalelinks.com/YouTube and click that subscribe button there in the YouTube channel and ring the bell notification icon so you don't miss a single one of those videos, and to show that you've seen some good positive return on spending your time with me. All right, so I got a final tip as we start to wrap up today's little podcast talking about Lulu. And this is the part that really gets me most excited. And their forward thinking when it came to this, and it's website integration for sales. So not everybody wants to be on Amazon. Not everybody wants to be on Apple, Barnes & Noble, or Kobo. They want to keep it all for themselves. And Lulu realizes that. And they actually have a little offshoot site that's called Lulu Express. And it's spelled express without the E at the very beginning. It's express. And it actually integrates with things like Shopify, WooCommerce, or any type of API. So if you've got a little bit of coding experience, you can probably work with your WordPress site and actually get it to where you have some type of a shopping cart or checkout process that people can purchase your books directly from your site. I freaking love that. Now, there are some product limitations. Some of the products aren't available through Lulu Express. So, for instance, hardcover with jackets, not yet available through Lulu Express. That's okay, though. So if you're the type of person that you're tired of sending traffic over to these large websites and not collecting as much, well, Lulu Express has got the answer for you. You can actually get everything put together over on Lulu Express to your website, and you collect everything sans the print cost. So there's no Lulu in between. Lulu just takes care of the printing and they send it off. So it's almost like drop shipping. Someone orders it from your website, bing, bang, boom, and you get paid, baby. I love that. Now, hey, we talked about print books and we talked about ordering proofs. I did want to let you know, I said at the very beginning, there is a 20% off print run coupon. So let's say, for instance, you want to order a proof or you want to order a bunch of author copies. You can actually do so with Dale 20, that's D-A-L-E 20, the number 20, for 20% off your print run. I don't know how many times you can use that coupon. I definitely would love to hear if you are able to use it more than once. That'd be kind of cool. As we start to wrap up things, what I've asked in previous podcasts, is Lulu worth it? And I'm going to say yes. If you want to go wide, this is the platform to go for you. And especially to me, Lulu represents independence. So if you don't want to be, say, for instance, underneath the Amazon umbrella, or you're not interested in, say, Ingram Content Group, and that you just want to collect as much of the royalties as possible, to me, Lulu makes the most sense, and especially for their print quality, is absolutely stellar. And the things that they've been rolling out over the past year on their platform makes me excited for what's to come with Lulu. So we're going to want to make sure we stay tuned to this podcast and also my YouTube channel for more details about that. And by the way, Lulu is not paying me to say any of this. I've expressed myself 100% honestly, and I don't think they'd want it any other way. So if you enjoyed today's podcast, can you just do me a huge favor? Subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. In the meantime, oh, wait, hang on a second. I started getting ready to go close out the podcast before I tell you exactly what we're going to be doing next week. So we're going to be continuing on with the Self-Publishing a Book Online series, and we're going to be talking about Smashwords, the aggregate publisher, and we'll be talking about them and how they actually bring in a nice little chunk of change every month for me. I want to share that with you, and hopefully you want to hear a little bit more about that. So stay tuned to next week. Until then, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will talk to you then.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.